Good morning. It's 4 past 11 o'clock. You're listening to KLCC, and we have a special guest, Brian Cutian. New recording, Guitared and Feathered. I love the title. Where'd you come up with that one?
Well, to me, that one was pretty obvious, Tom, but I like the way that someone thought it was a sticky idea, but really, I think guitarists do have feathers in a way for the way people play them.
Right, and this cloud that's in the background, it looks like it was photoshopped, but it wasn't.
Well, I actually have the original pictures from there, and you could see in the shot before it didn't look like a bird, and the shot after it didn't look like a bird, but that one did look like a bird.
Good. Brian Cutian on Fresh Tracks with a new, a wonderful new guitar disc that that he's going to bring to all of us on Sunday evening at Tsunami Books.
Sunday at Tsunami is the third annual Wordless Solstice, and Tsunami's been behind this music all along, and it's a wonderful chance to come and celebrate the long night.
All right. Why don't you play us a tune, get us started here. Brian Cutian on Fresh Tracks.
Okay, this one is, we'll talk about it afterwards, but it's called Call Me a Cab. Brian Cutian on KLCC's Fresh Tracks. That's wonderful stuff. Thank you.
I understand this is a new guitar?
I've had it for a couple of years now, and it was a new guitar when it was given to me. A couple of friends up in Portland presented me with this guitar. My old Gibson that I've traveled with for the last 30-some years was finally getting to the point where it wanted to stay home. You know, you just, it's as old as me, that old guitar, and it's a great guitar. I still love it, but it wasn't roadworthy any longer.
And then you had this nice gift given to you.
At right about the time when that one was getting to be untenable, my friends in Portland said, "Look at this beautiful guitar." And I said, "Wow, that is beautiful." And they said, "Play it." And I played it, and they said, "Do you think it could be a Brian guitar?" And I was like, "Oh, sure. Yeah, right. One day when my rowboat comes in." And then they said, "We're trying to tell you we bought this for you." So, you know, friends are amazing things.
Yes, they are. The amazing, amazing things. So now tell me, it seems to me you've always told great stories over the years.
Thank you.
And now you're wordless.
Well, yeah, there's still stories, and I still do the singing thing, but the world is so loud right now. Everybody's got opinions and blogs and stuff to say, and they all want you to listen to them. And I figured, well, let's just cut it down to the bone. At first, I started working on a record. I'm still working on that. Way cut back. Less production. Song, voice, guitar, bass, maybe that's it. Instead of all the hot guitar licks and everything, you know, I've never been very big on those anyway. I thought, let's just take it down to the bone. Let's get it down to one guitar with nothing to hide behind and say, this is who I am. If you like this, this is what I do. And not that I want people to like it, but it's music that's been in me for a long time. Some of these songs go back a long way.
And now you had a chance to put them out. I understand you worked with Bill Barrett?
Billy Barnett.
Billy Barnett, yes.
Out at Gung Ho Studios here in Eugene, who the stuff that comes out of that studio is amazing. You know, everything from Mood Area, you played the new Mood Area, that was done there. God, there's so many things that come out of Gung Ho Studios, and it was a wonderful place to work.
Great. And so then it became easy to sit down and be wordless and put together a recording of just you and the guitar.
Yeah. Well, Billy made it easy, but it was a definite work in process. I didn't have any way to figure out how to go about it before. We had to sit down and figure that out for the first couple sessions. But he was great, and I think it sounds good, too. It sounds like my guitar. There's not a lot of fancy electronica or compression or reverbs or stuff, you know. It just sounds like my guitar.
I want to take you back a few years and say, what prompted you to pick up the guitar in the first place?
Well, I grew up in a time with garage bands, you know, kind of like, well, you did too, you know. I mean, that's what everybody did. The guitar was it. You heard the Beatles, you heard Bob Dylan, you heard Sleepwalk, you heard The Ventures, you heard all of that stuff. And actually, Sleepwalk is one of the first instrumentals that really got me, you know, stuff from, I don't know, anything without words, classical music even. There, you don't have to have a linear story to go somewhere. That's one of the reasons I've always liked to. And I've included them in almost all my albums, an instrumental here and there. So it seems kind of natural to finally sit down and just play guitar.
And you ended up moving on from Chicago. Mm-hmm. Where you first got started in all of this, where you were growing up.
Yeah.
Ended up going to Austin. What was that like?
Well, I got to Austin during the Redneck Revolution in 1975. It was a wonderful place. There was an amazing amount of places to play, and rent was cheap, and the weather was wonderful. I went down there in March one year during spring break, and it was 80 below zero with the wind off the cornfield in Illinois, and it was 70 degrees in Austin, and everybody's running around in shorts, and I thought, what am I doing up there? It wasn't really difficult to figure out what should happen next.
And then eventually you come to the Northwest. What, I mean, it seems that Austin's a long way from where we are here.
Well, yeah, but after sister cities, sister areas, and after 12 years in Austin, I wanted water.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm a water being. I have four planets in Cancer. Don't tell anybody that, but I like water. Don't tell anybody that, he says on the radio, right?
And so once you came to the Northwest, you've settled in.
Well, one thing I found in the Northwest that was different was I always like to tell stories and I like to write ideas. And in Texas, it's so hot, it's like, just get to the point, you know? And people like what I do down there, you know, a group of people who have listened to me for a long time. And I do tours there, and still people like to come hear me. But by and large, it doesn't have that two-step twangy beat, you know? And I came up to the Northwest and realized people read in the winter and listened and had ideas. And I was astounded when I started doing concerts up here and people would sit and not say anything. And I was like, I'm used to having to snap a string to get people's attention or something. And it's like, this is great. I think I like this place.
Yeah.
I've been coming to Eugene since the early 80s, but I have only lived around the area for like the last 10 years now.
Yeah. Brian Cutian on Fresh Tracks this morning. Guitared and Feathered is the new one. And you got another tune for us?
I do. This is a mysterious tune on that record called Skernaclenta. And I have no idea what the title means. And all I know is it didn't make any sense until I put the A-E at the end of the word. And then all of a sudden I was like, I'm happy with that. So this is kind of a mysterious... I used to be in a band in the 80s that played reggae and pop and Irish jigs and reels and traditional music, all in a set. So I think maybe this might have something from that period. Thank you.
Yeah, Brian Cutian on KLCC's Fresh Tracks. That's wonderful stuff.
Thank you, Tom.
Wonderful, wonderful. Guitared and Feathered is the new recording from Brian. Now, tell me about Sunday evening. You're doing something tied in with the solstice.
Solstice. This is the third year in a row Tsunami and I have done the Wordless Solstice. It's a really sweet gathering. It's not a loud record release party per se. It is a celebration. There'll be a box of candles there for people if they want to have candles where they're sitting. And it was great last year. What I really liked was people came in and I just pretty much played for like 2 hours. And it wasn't like sitting around clapping after each song, but more like a concert. And everybody got to bring in the longest night however they wanted to do that. So it was so much fun the last 2 years. We decided to try it again. All ages are welcome. Everyone's welcome. There's not a cover charge, but donations are gleefully accepted, especially in this time of year. And it's going to be fun. It's always fun. There'll be some refreshments and libations, and Tsunami's a great place for music. I got to do sound for the Badminton Orchestra last week, and Ty Connor besides. It was a hilarious evening. That's one of those places that I like to go hear music.
Tsunami Books on Willamette Street in Eugene.
25th and Willamette, yeah.
So this is 6 o'clock on Sunday evening.
Yeah, it'll be about 2 hours. And it's going to be a fun thing. I don't know if you got to see the fun poster that got put together, but it brought a little bit of the German Happy Christmas into the solstice and hung some ornaments from the mistletoe, which I've never done before, just on the poster, of course. It was a fun evening, though, last time, and I'm looking forward to doing that again, and then maybe next year we'll have a loud release. This really isn't supposed to be coming out till 2010, but I wanted to have a hometown welcome. I just got back from the road and thought, what a great way to do it than to tell everybody what I've been up to this year, and thank you for being so supportive. It's great.
Now, you have a website where people can find out more information?
I do, actually. My main website is qtnrg.org, QTNRG. And the music that you hear, the instrumental stuff, you can hear some more of them live if you'd like on myspace.com/QTNstrumentals. And I don't know why I have to make it so hard on everybody. Why can't it just be a simple name? But I like words, you know.
That'll work.
I'm not so sure if I'm a wordsmith or if I just have a bad word, Jones.
Well, and now you're wordless.
And now I'm wordless. Yes, that's true. You saw who the lyrics are by on that record, didn't you?
Harpo and Marcel, right?
Yeah, I thought that was pretty, you know, that's true. Yeah. I mean, those guys are heroes to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's good to have something that's a little bit different, I think. I know there's a lot of people that really want to hear some of the songs I've been singing on a record, and I am working on another record, so maybe by summertime something new will be out. We'll see.
So tell us about this one last track we're going to play off of your new record.
Okay, well, this is a good one to have a story about. It's called Painting Shredded Wheat, and I actually had a job one time where this guy wanted me to paint acoustic ceiling tile. It looked just like shredded wheat. It was white. And he didn't want to rent a spray rig, you know, which is the only way to do that because there's a lot of little spaces in there. That's a long time ago. I spent several hours with a hand pump spray thing until my wrist started hurting and I went through 3 different bottles because they kept breaking. And I went to him and I said, find somebody else to paint your shredded wheat. And then I went home and wrote this song.
Great. So we're going to close with a track from the new one by Brian Cutian, Guitared and Feathered with Painting Shredded Wheat. Brian, thank you very much.
Thanks, Tom. It's a pleasure to be on Fresh Track. All right.